This is Nick Frazier back again with another PBR Minute alongside Nashville Stampede head coach Justin McBride, coming off a 1-1 on the weekend, beating the Oklahoma City Wildcatters in night one of Duluth. And then night two, it was just a back and forth battle between the Florida Freedom. But you got to be pretty proud of your guys this past weekend, Justin.
Yeah, the guys, they're getting there. You know, I've said it from day one, this is a really good roster. And when it all comes together, nobody in the league is going to want to play them. They're going to be a dangerous team. And they're really close to being that away. You know, we got to get one more ride consistently every game. And then on good night, you know, a couple of more and they're gonna do a lot of winning. I love the way they've been battling, though, and making some really big rides.
Yeah, and one of those guys being Alan DeSouza, who started off the weekend with a great ride. And, you know, he's had a really good run of form the last couple of weeks, not only in the PBR teams, but he was out in Colorado doing the individual events representing the Stampede, and he had a really good top three finish, I believe, in that division there. So just on him, looking at the tone setter of the weekend and then getting into the rest of the rides, Alan's been one of those guys that's kind of stepped up for you.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys that we need to do, you know, we need him to do that. He's one of the veteran guys on the team. He's a really tough guy and can ride a lot of different kind of bulls, and we need him to do that. We need him to be that, have that kind of focus every weekend, because when he gets us started off, our win percentage goes way up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw something on YouTube, I think it was a few days ago, it might have been last week when it was posted by the PBR. It had you and the rest of your team going through a training session, and I could see you were kind of doing your best Brazilian hand gesture with some of the riders. Has that been a little bit of a learning process for you, a little bit of a learning curve the last couple of years, having more Brazilian riders on the team for you?
Yeah, my charades game has definitely went up a level because I cannot speak Portuguese. But, you know, we've got Silvano Alves on our team, and he does a great job of staying on message and communicating the message to the Brazilian guys. And, you know, a lot of the Brazilian guys are doing a really good job of taking English classes when they have any sort of spare time too, and I'm really proud of them for doing that. So, yeah, I mean, but look, the communication with the American guys too, you're always, I feel like, as a coach, trying to find the best way to communicate what is a very simple message, but it's how is it going to click for each individual guy? You know, is there going to be a certain word that this guy responds to that this other guy doesn't? And I think that's always a challenge in trying to communicate. Yeah, again, something that's so hard, but it's so simple.
Yeah, you spoke on there just certain things clicking for certain guys. Anderson de Oliveira is one of those riders that's kind of may have found his sweet spot in riding as of late. For him, what's kind of clicking with him?
You know, coming off of Oklahoma City, Anderson and Allen both had very disappointing events for what their standard is. And they just had to kind of have some honest moments with themselves and a little reflecting and then fixing. And because they're both really, really good. And they're not guys you're gonna reinvent the wheel with. They are what they are, and you can tweak little things here and there. And I think the biggest thing for Anderson is just believing in himself and believing that he's supposed to be the best guy. You know, I think he's always understood that he was a good bull rider, but never really believed that he could be the best bull rider. And I think that's a huge thing for him.
And kind of going into day two with Duluth, you guys had a back and forth with Florida. I mean, Florida obviously had perfect rides, but you guys had some pretty damn good rides as well. What went wrong for y'all when it came to the preparation and or just the bulls in general?
Yeah, no, we had a really, really great set of bulls. Now, some people would say Florida had a great set of bulls because they were a little bit easier, but that's not the way I look at this sport. I look at it as a great bull is one that's very difficult to ride, not one that everybody can ride. And so, you know, tip your hat to Florida. They got the job done. They got the job done and got them all rode. And our guys, Our guys made some great rides and had some really good efforts and close ones that just come up a little bit short, and the bull won the battle on that day.
Yeah, you definitely talking about the bulls for sure. I think it was Austin Richardson had socks in the box that kind of was jumping out of the chute there. It was definitely one of those rocky rides in general for your team on day two.
Yeah, and then Caden Loud, he's hung up to his bull for an additional probably 20 seconds, it felt like.
Yeah, scary moment rough, there.
And it was – but you know, Nick, days like that, yeah, you get beat, but you've got to be proud for the guys. And I think as a coach, that's when you got to be there. Yeah, correct whatever technical mistake there is. But you gotta acknowledge and reward that effort and that level of commitment, because when it does come together, that's what's going to do it. That never die, that never give up attitude. That's what's going to allow a team to really make a run at a championship. Not when you just get a certain pin of bulls that fit your guys or this or that. It's when guys are willing to get in there and battle no matter what kind of bull they got.
Absolutely. And Justin, coming up, you guys have the Freedom Days, August the 8th through the 10th. Just looking into that, what are some big expectations for your team? You trying to get perfect rides? Obviously, the goal is to get perfect rides both days, but what's the goal going into the Freedom Days?
Yeah, and I think we're still kind of seeing in these young guys like, Daniel Soares had a huge ride for us. He just got here from Brazil. He's the guy that we drafted. I mean, when he came from Brazil to here a few weeks ago, it's the first time he's ever been on an airplane. He got to the hotel. It was the first time he's ever been in an elevator. So this guy's drinking through a fire hose. And he was 89 and a quarter on day two, got on the re-ride for us. And we're really excited about him. Got another new guy that just got in last week that we had drafted that we're excited to see. He went and did some good at the Touring Pro level over the weekend. So, yeah, we're excited about a couple of good weeks of practice leading up to Florida. And we're going to take a couple of them young guys with us and get them in the games and see how they look on the big stage.
That sounds good. I appreciate your time, Justin. Rest up for that upcoming weekend. If you want to catch more about the Nashville Stampede or you want to go to the Stampede Days coming up here in August, go to pbr.com/tickets or ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Justin, again, thanks for your time, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, Nick.